Well, well, well. Welcome.
Well, well, well.
Welcome to what, Cam? What are we welcoming folks to?
Welcome, everyone, to mine and Taryn's podcast together. You may have heard our voices come through your speakers on my podcast, Uneducated, mm-hmm. Taryn's podcast, Stuck. Mm-hmm. But now we are joining forces because you know what? We've decided life is better together.
Cute. I thought you were going to be like, because we're joining forces, but then you said it cuter.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. It's like, I live with copywriter. I've picked up a few things.
Yeah. Welcome to the first episode of Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. Can I call you Cammie for this? Is that what we're on? Are you good with
whatever,
that? Well, so
I hate when Taryn calls me Cammie. It sounds gross. It doesn't sound like my name. I actually hate Cammie. But we're sticking with Cammie.
We're starting with a hot take.
I know. Okay,
she
sorry.
Really came
sorry,
out with
really.
Something hot. No, that's fair. Go on. Go off. No,
I just...
Don't go on. Go off.
Go off. I'm going to go all the way off. I never resonated with Cammie. And I know you may be thinking, that's your name. It's not. My name is Camden. And growing up, most people called me Cam. But everyone would say my name's Cammie. It was very confusing. It's like, I introduced myself as Cammie. But not a lot of people call me that. But all of my social media is Cammie. So I'm branded in the work world, my work world, as Cammie.
And what's tough about that is that you branded yourself well. Like you ran the brand.
I did such a good job.
And you still are. You're an incredible brand manager for yourself. But
thank
now
you.
That has put you in a bad place because you've branded yourself under something that you don't want to be.
Yeah, but I'm okay with it because I don't mind seeing it. I don't like hearing it. When people say Cammie, I don't know who they're talking to. If somebody has my name, if somebody has Cammie as their name, I'm not like, oh, samesies. I'm like, who? Yeah.
You're like, don't look at me.
We are not the same.
So I will be calling you Cammie for this podcast just because it's easier. I like calling you Cammie when I refer to you.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
call you Cammie to you.
Yeah. Baby, you just
but
nailed
by
it.
You.
Yeah. Exactly.
Louisiana Bayou,
you're
baby.
Like, my fiance's name is Cammie.
Yeah.
If you said my fiance's name is Cam, that would feel weird to me too.
Yeah.
That's where things get very confusing.
What's also interesting is that my mom is on a full campaign, dare I say, to
very
have
sweet about it.
Cammie's name changed to Cam because Cam has said that she wanted to be called Cam. And so like she'll be like, if someone says
oh, she's
in our
it.
House, mm-hmm. oh yeah, well Cammie, da. She'll be like, no. Cam. And I'm not exaggerating.
Like,
that is how she would
say
it.
We almost have like a swear jar and Cammie
yes.
is a swear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we've already done some uncovering, some rebranding.
Do you want to let the people
thing.
Know what our podcast is about and I almost said keeping up. That one's taken.
That one is taken.
What is it called?
Yeah. So hello, my name is Taryn, and the other person on this podcast is Cammie, and we are people that are engaged, and we love each other, and that's right, and it's been a really crazy time of our lives, and
oh my god, the whirlwind of our relationship, we got together right before COVID, we'll get into everything, but that just gave me like war flashbacks.
100%, it's just been like, just really wild, and so we're like, hey, let's make something together. We're both creative people. We thought, let's make something together that like captures this time in our life. Because for whatever reason, y'all are also curious about this time of our life, which is fun.
And we're curious about it too.
Yeah. And so it came to this podcast called Staying Up. We think that it has three meanings.
Number one.
Hit it.
No, I'm just.
Oh, shit. You're teeing me up.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm like, let's go, baby.
First meaning is like we want to be able to stay up with our own lives. This is like becoming a time capsule for us. We're both suckers for a good memory. We love looking at old pictures.
And I have
love
a horrible memory, so I need tangible evidence that I lived.
Same. Big same. So we need this. This is us staying up with ourselves and with like the very fast pace of life that is happening. We have to do something concrete like this in order to do that.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's flying fucking by so fast.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah. That's number one. Cue me.
Oh, sorry. Number two.
Thank you. Number two is like I said, somehow some of y'all are curious about that as well. So this is your way of staying up with us. We're inviting you into our little home and you will be staying up with us. And
number three.
What you can't see is I just did like a huge three at her.
Yeah.
When I make a three with my fingers like this, I'm just doing the classic pinky to thumb method. Yeah. I feel like I'm 6 years old. Don't I look little when I'm like this? Number three.
Number three. What's a Ford Weasel, baby? baby talking during this podcast. Oh,
good call. Y'all, stop listening. Boycott the pod if you hear us.
Yeah.
But don't, please. The third meaning behind staying up is that our original idea for this podcast was like a sleepover vibe. It was going to be called like the sleepover or like something.
Oh my God. Wait, I just thought of a new name.
What?
The Pillow Princesses.
Oh, fuck.
We aren't, but it'd be cute.
Fuck.
Shit.
Damn it.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
We got to go. We got to go rebrand. You got to rebrand before it's too late. Learn from my mistakes.
But yeah, so like the first or the impetus for this podcast was like, how fun is it that when you are a lesbian couple, you get to have a sleepover every night
forever.
And sleepovers are so fun. It's like you talk about hot goss, you talk about deep shit, you give each other advice.
Hot guys.
You talk about hot guys and their big abs.
Ew.
And their big wieners, and you just are like, oh my God, the wieners. I love that one.
I'm canceling this podcast.
Cancel me first. Let the podcast live on. And it's one glorious episode. And so, yeah. So we thought, how cute would it be if while we're trying to like stay up with each other, we're trying to stay up with y'all. Why don't we just have like a perpetual weekly sleepover with y'all where we talk about things that we would normally be talking about late up at night in bed. In between our sex time.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Just letting you guys kind of get in bed with us.
That's a good name too.
Oh my God. I'm on a roll tonight.
Dude, take my job. You're a branding queen.
Yeah, I've really learned a lot.
And you know what? I thought about this in the shower and I didn't tell you.
Oh.
What were you
thinking about in the shower?
What I really love about, it's actually pretty cute that I was thinking about this. I'm cute.
Let's see.
What I was thinking about is that the first night that we like really spent together,
yeah,
we stayed up really late. Like we stayed up and we did have a sleepover and we stayed up until like 5 a.m. or something.
And we played the cutest game, y'all. We were playing like 0.2 seconds of a song on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one had to guess what that song was. And I was amazing at it. I think that's why Taryn fell in love.
I was just going to say, I'm so bad at it and she's so good at it. But that night is kind of the perfect example of a perfect sleepover because so much happened. It was like deep. It was hot. It was funny. It was sweet.
Everything's like, good at a sleepover. It's like, yeah, you gossip. We want the cadence of this podcast to do the same. This episode probably won't be that cadence because we are just jumping in, sharing our thoughts with you guys.
Yeah.
But we're probably going to fill you in on our lives in the beginning, get into some deeper, more controversial or more exciting or spicier conversations in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, when we're all nice and everything I was thinking of to share was going to make that sound so sexual. Once we're feeling like comfy with each other, then we'll jump into like answering your questions, giving advice, or sharing y'all's spicy fun stories.
Ooh, vibes. Love that.
I'm so excited for this. I hope you guys are too.
Can I say I'm having a lot of fun already?
Me too.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's also really fun to sit across from you.
I love this.
I think this is a thing that couples don't do. No. And that it's, I mean, you do at dinner, but what I hate about that at dinner.
I like sitting next to you at dinner though.
Oh, okay. We're getting into the hot takes.
Oh, we typically do sit next to each other at dinner.
Like when we go out?
Yeah. We're like either at a bar. Sorry, I have a burp.
Me too. I burped at the same time.
Oh,
did you see me?
God, cute. Yeah, I saw your chest go.
What?
That was adorable.
You saw my chest do what? Tell me.
Like,
what did it do?
Just like I saw you go to burp.
Okay.
Like a pre-burp. Taryn has health anxiety for anyone who doesn't know. So she was spiraling very quickly that something was wrong.
Did you see me spiral?
Anyways, who cares about where we're sitting? Let me paint the scene for y'all what we're doing now because we do really want to record video of this podcast because one, for marketing, it does better. It's more easily it's easier to share it. It's more shareable. But we are just so excited by the fact of us just being comfy, cozy. Mm-hmm. Who cares what our setup looks like? Who cares that the dogs are running around? Mm-hmm. Who cares if we have our makeup, hair, clothes done, whatever? Like, don't have to sit a certain way so I don't look stupid. So I don't know. I don't know if we'll do visuals.
Yeah, and I will say, as someone that is never really on camera and also values the act of looking messy on camera, it has been I've gotten a crash course from Cam in, like, I feel like you look so good in your YouTube videos. You look so, I mean, you always look good, but like, you're so good at, like, what was your face? Hit me.
I'm like, no, I don't.
Okay. However, I feel like since we've been dating, it's the first time I've really been thinking, like, okay, this is going to get posted on something. Do I like how I look? Am I down with the vibe?
It sucks.
And it's not fun to think about.
It's not fun. You pick yourself apart. You pick out, like, I've noticed certain, like, body positions I'll do when I'm talking, or like, do I pull my chin in too much and give myself a double chin? Do I, like, look stupid you could from never, this angle?
But also, a double chin's so cute sometimes.
But it's like, we all pick ourselves apart, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I'm so cozy, and I feel like I'm focused more on what I'm saying and engaging with you.
Yeah.
Because I do not give a rat's ass what I look like right now.
Absolutely.
And it's super fun.
And, like, we've had a long day. Like, Franklin went to the vet, and he is extremely
Frankie
drugged up.
Baby is so drugged up right now.
And Riggy is, like, feeling abandoned and sad. So if you could see this, the picture of our living room right now, it is hysterical. Like,
dog toys everywhere.
The dogs are upset for different reasons. We're having orange wine. We've become orange wine girlies.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. I like it a lot. You want to share what it is?
Yes.
We do so natural wines exclusively.
What if every week we did a different wine and gave a, or a different beverage, you know?
And rate it?
And just, like, share it.
Share it? Oh, my God. Alcohol sponsorships? Genius. Let's go.
Contato is what it's called.
The bottle's really cute. It's like, show me it real quick.
You got it.
It's like little hands. It kind of looks like two people on their wedding day.
Ugh.
Interlocked. It's so cute.
And then it says skin contact wine. And yeah.
Is that what contato means?
That's what we're going to do later tonight. Skin contact. Peto, peto. Come on.
Wow. Wow.
Guys, I did listen to a podcast earlier by, it was like Jason Bateman's podcast with Will Arnett and them.
Yeah.
And they were making, like, funny guy sex jokes. And I was dying laughing.
Like, when you say funny guy sex jokes, I don't hear anything that's going to make me laugh. Do you have an example?
Yeah. So, like, okay, they're chatting. Fuck. I can't think of something. But it was, like, something about, like a wiener or something. Or, like, it was literally, like, a your mama. Not a your mama. What's the other one? Like, that's what she said joke. It was, like, that kind of energy.
Yeah.
And it was so funny
and
to hear.
You loved it.
I loved it. I was like, this is so funny. No one does this.
Mm.
I feel like
do
that's
you have a
one
joke you want to share?
No, I just feel like lesbians don't get that the same way. Why don't we do that?
What?
Like, we had a friend recently that was telling us about some recent sexcapades they were having. And I sat there and thought, like, this feels so rare to talk about things like this.
Really?
But yeah. Did you not have that feeling?
No. I talk about sex with my friends a lot and openly and make jokes or be serious. I feel like I think the Christianity is showing.
No, it's not, because I do talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
Of course I talk about it. And, like, I've already made 10 jokes about it since we've been recording for 14 minutes.
Yeah.
But
Riggy disagrees. I don't know if y'all could hear her, but she was like,
But I don't know. Something about it felt like we're less, you know what it is? It's like, you know when boys are, like, gross about a girl? Like, they're being
You want, like, the objectifying joke?
I don't want it. I'm just saying it is funny that girls don't do that, in my experience.
Because, like, we're not gross.
Yeah. Then maybe that's what I'm learning.
We can be funny without, like, objectifying people or being mean.
Yeah. You know what? I'm learning something. And that's, I'm staying up, drumroll, with pop culture, with what's right, with what's okay to do and say. And I'm learning here live.
Well, if you want to test out a few jokes on us, let me know.
I don't feel comfortable yet.
Okay.
But I'll figure it out.
It's episode one. We'll loosen up. And so, babe, you haven't even finished your glass of wine.
Neither have you.
Yeah, but I feel...
Is that an attack?
No. I'm just saying, like, give it time.
Fair. One thing I'd like to say before we talk about, like, actually catching up and, you know, talking about where we're at in life I feel so lucky that I can look across this little marble table that you forced us to get that was so expensive, is so heavy, is so clunky, like, is
like our coffee chipped. Table?
Like, there's so much about it that is interesting. I'm not saying I don't like Taryn. It because I do love it. I'm just saying there is so much about it. It's fun for me to look over this object that has so much feeling for me and probably a lot of feeling for you, and see someone that I am, like, actively choosing to spend the rest of my life with.
Crazy.
And also be so attracted to you.
Crazy stuff. I think, like, about it every time I look at you.
And I'm really feeling it right now. Just looking across from me, I'm really feeling like your eyes look really glowy.
Thank you. It's the wine.
It's not, because we're like two sips in. But I don't know. I just wanted to say that, like, this is so fun. How funny is this? If you would have told us, like, 20 years ago, you're going to be recording a podcast with your fiance.
I mean, if you would have told me, what, 5 years ago when you were my friend?
Yeah.
And I just was like, had crushes on you.
Bizarro.
Wild.
Let's spend the rest of the first epi just, like, getting the listeners caught up.
Oh, okay.
Not of the full bit, but, like, kind of where we are in life right now. What's going on, especially in, like, our wedding situation. I feel like that's, like, very top of mind for us.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's next?
Yeah.
Why don't you take us away? How are you? And what are you thinking about right now?
I mean, regarding the wedding, I'm great. That's mentally good. Not so good this week. But I'm going to do, like, my highs and lows currently. Gorgeous. Focusing on for the wedding.
Okay, church girl.
That's what's coming. Oh, is it?
That's such a classic. No,
everyone,
like,
does
group.
That. Don't, I know, but claim that for church.
And everyone was Christian, and that's where it all came
from.
No,
they weren't.
Jesus used to do highs and lows with his crew.
Okay, well, Jesus wasn't even Christian, right?
He was not. He was Jewish.
Owned. Fully owned.
I mean,
okay.
But he, whatever. This does not need to be that.
Anywho,
I would flip this table over out of anger if I could.
It's too heavy, so sit your ass down, baby. So my biggest, we're gonna start with my stress. We're gonna get that out of the way so we can focus on the good. My biggest stress, and has been my biggest stress for a while, is hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the first things everyone told me to book. I put it off. I had a makeup trial with the nicest person ever, and I just don't think I described what I wanted properly, / I don't know. I feel like with this stuff, you gel with people. Mm-hmm. It's like no one's fault. It just, like, it wasn't what I wanted. So we're back to the drawing board. Our planners have sent us a few people I need to look into. But that is just giving me so much stress that it's one of those things when you're stressed about it that you put it off.
Instead of just handle it.
Yes. Yeah. And I need to, like, jump into it, handle it. I just downloaded the sleep app on my phone, and it tells you the peak times during your day. You have two times that you're, like, the most energetic and productive.
Yeah.
One in the morning and one, like, right before wind down time. And I'm literally have put on my calendar this week, during that peak time, you must
figure peak time?
Out hair and makeup. It's like between, like, 9 and 10 in the morning, and then between,
I get that,
like,
for you.
4 and 5 or something like that.
You do get a second wind around 4 and 5.
Yeah.
You become, like, robot lady.
Yeah. I'm like, should I get back into work zone and just, like, crush out a whole days of work all of a sudden?
I think it's because you have tried so hard to make your schedule like a 9 to 5 vibe, but it's not. It's on you to do that.
Yeah.
And so when it hits 4 o'clock, 3:30 in a day, you're like, okay, Taryn's going to be wrapping up.
What can I cram in?
What can I
five?
Cram?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. And I would think that was why too. But this thing literally says peak time for me.
That's really cool.
So it's like, that's when you should, those times are when you should go do your workout or go get, like, a big task done that you want to do. And then there's other times that are like your wind down time. That's good for yoga or meditating or reading a book or watching TV.
Yeah.
And then, like, your end of day when you should be going to bed, when your melatonin in your body is naturally occurring.
Hmm.
Really cool.
With the hair and makeup stuff, I'll say that it's really hard. Like, I'm basically putting that on you because I have no, I mean, skin in the game is funny because it's makeup.
You do have skin.
But like it's something that like I don't care about, but obviously yeah. I want it to be good, which yeah. sucks because like I can't give any direction or any.
That's okay. Input. I feel like we've had those. Both of us have those roles. We're what I really love about our relationship is how good we are at knowing where we bring value yeah. and knowing when to lean on the other and knowing when like, hey, I'm asking your opinion. I know this is my thing, but I just want you to like confirm that I made the right decision or like,
yeah.
Wake me up from this if I'm like way off or something. Yeah,
that's fair.
Like I don't mind that you're not helping to find that at all. I've never thought about that once.
I guess like the potentially weird situation about it is like my desire to have everything figured out. I'm like, okay, well, Cammy needs to figure this out.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so you want to put pressure on, but then you're like, I can't put pressure. I'm not yes. even helping.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
And so I can't help because yeah. I have no idea what I'm talking about or what yeah. that should be. But I want you to be done with it.
Shit. Okay. That's
fair. Like, I want yeah. you to be done with it, both for the stress that it's putting on you and
listen,
also
we all
like,
want it to be done.
Yeah. And like,
totally.
The more that we tick off the list, I'm like, yeah, feel so much better about the wedding.
Yeah.
So that's your stress. Should I share my stress?
Please.
Do we talk about wedding only? Yeah.
Yeah.
My stress.
We got all day.
My stress currently with the wedding.
That I have not picked the hair and makeup.
That's number one. A close second would be this. Well,
oh,
one aspect that's a little interesting is that I think I am an incredible wedding MC. Okay. And by wedding MC, I mean specifically for the reception, I have like hosted many of those. I've been like the person on the mic being yeah. like the party starter, but also the like, you know, sweet moments, like that whole thing.
That is just you in a human being in Thank most you. Aspects of your life.
I appreciate that.
You are a professional MC.
And so I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to ignore for our wedding is the fact that I have mm-hmm. refused to choose someone to do that for us. Like, because I don't want to be mad at them the whole time, to be fair. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be like, dude, this is not how I would do it.
Yeah.
But also what that means is that I'm leaving it up to the DJ.
No, I don't want the DJ talking, really.
The DJ currently is talking
but
in
like,
our setup.
I don't know, but they're not like doing jokes. They're not being heartfelt. They are just facilitating like if there needs to be an announcement made. But I also think that we can kind of take control of a lot of that stuff.
That is my dream scenario, is to let me, like we did at our shower.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
let, like, if I could still host. Sorry, I burped again. This wine is making me burpy.
Me too. And stuffy. Maybe don't recommend. Do you hear me sniffling?
But it's really good.
Delicious.
Delicious, but burpy stuffy.
Like, what, when you host a party, yeah. which essentially, from what I've learned from the 10,000 wedding planners on TikTok I follow.
Would you like more
is,
wine, by the way?
Sure. Is you are hosting, I don't know how I started this, if I said this right. When you're hosting a wedding, you're basically hosting a party as you would if people were coming to your home.
Yeah.
I don't know if I needed to rephrase that, but it sounded wrong in my head. I think I have like dyslexia when I speak. I say things backwards a lot of times.
You're doing great. It sounds perfect.
Okay, cool.
And I love your voice. It's sexy.
I love you, babe. Now I'm all flustered. Jeez.
Well, now I'm feeling a little flustered.
So like at home, you would...
Babe, if you want to have a podcast with me, we got to allow...
No, it's just funny because I can't hear you super well.
Oh.
So I know like you were just doing something, but I wasn't really sure what the something was. You know what
That's
I mean?
Funny, yeah.
If we were hosting a party at our house, we would never hire somebody else talk people through it.
Right.
We would do it.
That's a really good way to put it.
And I don't like a traditional MC where it's like Joe Schmo over there on the mic, like getting everyone together, being like wasted. It's like your college buddy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so annoying. I don't need all.
You're referring to a specific wedding where that we went to where it was someone's college buddy and they were wasted?
No. Oh my God. No, no, no.
Okay.
That was funny for me because I didn't know them.
Yeah.
That was hysterical. And he didn't like have that much control. He
just kind of mumbled his way through some
He said
shit.
One his speech. Oh my God. No, I do not mean that. If you're listening and it was your wedding, I don't think they're listening. Not mean that. And if you know it's you, then well, I guess we all agree. But yeah, I think that we can easily be the hosts of our wedding, mm-hmm. like not to put more pressure on us, but like we have our planners there for all the logistics. We don't have a lot of things, like we're not doing bouquet toss, garter belt, cake cutting.
Yeah.
Where there's not a lot to announce. So I think like when we do like a father-daughter dance, it'd be cute if we say, if we both say like quick little things to our dads. And then that's, and now we want to invite you guys up to dance with us.
It's actually making me feel way better because, good. Yeah. Wow. My stress was solved just by chatting it out right here on Baby, Staying Up
Pod. I can solve everything. You just got to talk.
You can solve it all.
I can fix that.
This is a perfect time to send it to our sponsor.
What?
Don't tell them who's sponsoring the podcast.
I thought you had a joke planned. What are you?
Just. I'm just kidding. We don't have any sponsors for the pod. But this is a great time to say that
if you want to sponsor the pod, call us.
Please email us at stayinguppod@gmail.com.
That actually is a legit email. Let us know.
Okay, so those are our stressies. Let's get to our happies.
Oh my God, so many happies. All the happies. Like, I am happy about everything. I think everything's coming together.
But what's the biggest surprise high for you?
The biggest surprise high for me was our shower last weekend.
Absolutely.
I was somebody who didn't really want a wedding shower, and we got two of them.
I love that you just branded yourself as somebody who didn't want a wedding shower. I love that. Yeah,
it's a type of girly. Raise your hand. I don't know. I just feel like I've been to very traditional showers where it's like all of the women in the wedding, and which I'm like, that alone, I'm like, gag me. And then
Camden.
What?
Gag you.
Yeah. Like, not like sexual. Taryn's excited this
I'm
evening.
Feeling silly. It's like the microphone. It's sitting across from you. It's like your skin is so glowy.
Thank you.
It's all of it.
Anyway, I have a new foundation. But yeah, I just did not think that I wanted a wedding shower, which I was very vocal with you about. Like, I'm okay to have one because I think you're kind of doing it for other people. And I'm happy to do those things that are like, all the moms, all the friends, like everyone wants it to happen.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I don't know. I don't like the games. I just don't like all of it. We had the best wedding shower. Yeah. We had a really nice, sweet, small one in Pittsburgh because I knew it was just way too much to ask my family who lives in Pittsburgh to come out to LA for not only the wedding, but also for the shower.
Yeah.
And my mom just did like the coolest, most chill shower ever. It was like right up my alley. It was so nice. And then I was like nervous for a bigger, more planned out shower. Yeah. I want to relive that shower 1,000 times. Like, I'm like, is the wedding going to be this fun? Because we had the best shower ever.
It was amazing. And I will say that like, we don't disagree about a lot. But we did disagree about our love for a wedding shower and like a reason to. Well, the branding of a wedding shower in my head is like, it's just a reason to celebrate, mm-hmm. to get all of your favorite people together. Yeah. And also, I love attention.
And I don't.
And you don't.
Yeah.
I'm not at. Well, I don't love attention. I love. What's the word?
I think you already nailed it.
maybe it is attention. It's like, I love like feeling, I love when people are thoughtful towards me.
Yeah. It's like a bunch of people who took their time, spent their money.
Yeah.
And did all of these things to celebrate you and just celebrate your love. And that feels good. There's nothing wrong with that. I think saying you like attention, it has a negative connotation, but it's not a negative thing at all.
That's fair. So then when Cam is like, hey, I don't really want a big wedding shower. I don't want, well, first of all, it was like, I don't really want a big wedding. Then I don't want a big wedding shower. I don't want like games. I don't want to do a lot of traditional stuff. And to me, I'm like,
I want all of it.
I always thought I would have the biggest fucking wedding.
Yeah.
I was so excited for our wedding shower my whole life.
Yeah.
I want to like put the shoe in the air or whatever. Even that's a stupid game. But like the idea that like, it was like something that people cared to listen to and was fun.
The reason for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we hit the perfect, like it was completely perfect for who we are, what we like. Like,
it could not have been more perfect. But I think the real thing that got us to the same page, because that was like a big disagreement. Like, I originally was like, wow, like a 20-person wedding sounds incredible. Like,
yeah,
intimate. It's about us. It's not about other people. Why wouldn't we just be together? That was my mindset going in.
Yeah.
And I have completely like 180 changed my mind, because the most special moments have been celebrating our love with the people we love.
Absolutely.
And bringing the people from the different pockets of our life together and watching them love each other.
Totally.
And my first wake up call was when I proposed to you.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who doesn't know, I proposed to Taryn first, and I rented out Bank of California Stadium in LA and had all of our friends and family waiting up top to celebrate after. And Taryn and I went, I proposed her on the field. She didn't know everyone was there. And then we went up with everyone. And a couple of my best friends couldn't make it. But I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, I'm doing this for Taryn because this is what she wants. And she wants all the people there. And she wants everyone to see it. Like, I don't want that. I want to be alone if she proposes back to me. Like,
yeah.
I'm such an introvert. And immediately that night, I was on a high for like weeks after that.
Yeah, it was so
because
special.
Not only was I so excited to love you and celebrate you and like ask you the biggest question I'll ever ask anyone in my entire life,
mm-hmm.
It was just watching these people, watching people cry, watching people embrace that I'm like, they had never met and they fell in love with each other. And
oh, yeah.
Getting texts from friends being like, I love Lexi. Taryn's friend so-and-so. Yeah, like everyone loved Taryn's friend Lexi, and everyone was like obsessed with each other. It was so cute. And I was like, okay, that's what life's about. That's what relationships are about. Yes, it's about you and me.
Yeah.
I love our life together. I love when it's just me and you. But life is about the community you make.
Yeah.
And we have the best fucking community, the best family, the best friends, and watching all them together changed my life. Now I just want to keep doing that for every wedding event. I'm like, I will be socially drained probably for the next 5 years after all these wedding events, but it's worth it because it's so fun. So anyone else, I know a lot of people struggle with like, go big, go small. What do I do? I challenge you to ask yourself why you want big or small.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And get to the nitty gritty, because I was so focused on like, well, I don't like attention. I don't like this. I couldn't understand why there was good in the big wedding. Like, maybe try to write an argument for the opposite side that you want.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
To make yourself realize, like, can I argue these, like, why that's not good enough?
Totally. I think that's super smart, because I was going to say that made me think of the opposite, which was like, I always thought I would have a wedding of like 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people when I close my eyes and I'm like, who is at that wedding? It's like random ass people that I don't need to be there. Of course, all my favorite people, but then people like someone I met on a cruise one time, someone I met, whatever, that I'm like, you gotta be at my wedding. Like, just dumb stuff like that, where I'm pretty sure if I looked out on our wedding day and saw Robbie from the cruise that I'm whatever, I'd be like, why are you here? Like, how did you get here? But even me saying that out loud, I'm like, maybe Robbie should come. Like, I actually am kind of defeating my own point, because I do think that
you
like,
love that though. You love,
I do,
like,
actually.
You love meaningless moments that having a lot of meaning. Like,
absolutely.
The person that you spent one day talking to them and their family, you're like, but then you're at my wedding and like, you were a blip in my life. Like, you are so good at creating bigger meaning around the mundane. Like, in your writing, you do that. Like, you find like the wind blew and you're like, that meant something to me. Like, you're so observant and you are like so emotional. And you're so thoughtful that is special for you. Where in my head, I'm like, fuck, now I got to talk to Robbie from the cruise. I don't remember his wife's name.
Our obsession
now I'm
with
stressed.
Robbie from the cruise is incredible.
And I'm like,
but well done for remembering his name.
Thank you. But that's the other thing. I'm like, will I remember your name? Are you going to have fun? Like, my people pleasing habits come back up, which I hope when anyone hears people pleasing, I never mean that as a positive thing.
Do people ever mean that as a positive?
I think it's like it's the same vibe of like, I'm an empath. Like, people use that to like gas themselves up of like, I'm just so nice. I care about other people more than myself. Oh, that is not what people pleasing means. I think like, I worked my ass off to not be a people pleaser, and I still have those tendencies. And yeah. It is in no way in any part of my life do I see it as a positive thing. But I think it comes from when you are left out a lot of times. So I just get so nervous that like someone's not having fun. Someone doesn't know enough people. Where
were you left out a lot?
Yeah. We'll save that for growing up. Yes.
Oh, honey. I don't feel like I knew that.
Well, we're 35 minutes in, so we're going to have to talk about
you
that.
You were left
time.
Out?
Yeah, babe. Oh my God. All the time.
Oh my God.
You're so cute.
No, that is literally. Who? Was it Robbie from the cruise?
It was Robbie. Fucking. That's why I don't want him at the wedding.
Dude, but he has to be there.
But like, that's where my social battery lasts so much longer with people I'm comfy around.
Absolutely.
So if I'm having to appease fucking Robbie from the cruise, who I don't know who Taryn met 20
Cruisy
years
Robbie.
Ago.
We're calling him Cruisy Robbie.
Cruisy Robbie is going to drain my battery. I don't only have so much to give. And then I'm going to be empty. And then I'm not going to enjoy my wedding. And then I'm going to be like mad at Taryn for making me have this big wedding. So you have to like, you've got to prioritize certain things.
But I do think that's great advice. Like looking at it as like, if you have a preconceived, she just burped.
I cannot.
Cam just burped.
I'm so sorry.
Cruisy Robbie would never.
He could take my spot.
Burpy Robbie. What was I saying? But I think that that's amazing advice of like, anything that you previously pictured to be one way, when it comes to actually making that decision, it's so useful to argue for the other
challenge
side.
It's so hard.
Because like, I am so happy that like you changed your mind on that, because like, it is like integral to who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And I'm sure those things will happen for us the other way around, where like, or for me the other way around, where totally. You're like, dang, I really kind of don't agree with her on this thing, but like, I'm not going to pressure her. I'm not going to make her do something. And then if I push myself to be like, well, why is that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just one of those feelings of we're so meant to be, that like you pushing this little button on yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Not got you to be in line with what I like, but like ended you up in a space that was like similar to what I enjoy.
Yeah.
It's just really cool.
And you have to challenge yourself, because I had to look at what was holding me back. And I also have a lot of issues from past traumas and stuff that make me scared to be a pushover and make me scared to just give in to whatever my partner wants and ignore my own needs.
Yeah.
So when you're just simply sharing your desire of wanting a big wedding and I say, I don't want that. And you're like, well, fuck, I really do. I can throw up a wall and be like, oh, she's trying to push my boundary. She's not respecting me. She doesn't care about my opinion. Yeah. She's being selfish. She only cares about herself. So through that, I had to go and sit with myself and be like, okay, one,
I just burped.
No, she's not. God. It's burpy wine. Number one, no, she's not. Your partner is never trying to hurt you. And if they are, leave.
Bad.
Run.
Don't
so,
be partner.
Like, I think that's one of the best things. We've been doing couples therapy leading up to the wedding. And I think that's one of the best things I've heard from both the therapists we talked to, of like, they are not trying to hurt you. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that in your heart? And it's like, yeah, of course I know that. Maybe not in the moment.
Right.
But of course I know that. So I think you move past like, okay, this person's not trying to hurt me. They do care about my opinion. Of course they do. But they don't understand why that I have that opinion. Yeah. So let me understand why I have that opinion so I can articulate it. And if I can't figure it out, it's probably not really an opinion I have. It's like an ingrained thing or a past thing that I just need to work through and deal with. You know?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Dude, I like you. You're funny and
like
you're
you
smart.
Too.
And you think good.
Thanks.
Let's do a little check with ourselves. We're 39 minutes in.
This is flying by.
Absolutely flying by.
What if we just do like, what if we make the first episode a real sleepover and we just talk for 8 hours?
You know, I would love that. Don't you dare fucking tease me.
What?
Can we do like a quick like 5 minute just level with me? How was your week for each of us?
Oh, sure.
I think like, that's what we're where we would get on a sleepover. We'd be like, but But how are you?
But how are you really?
Like, we've talked about, like, the big buzzy item.
Sure,
our wedding. Oh, my gosh. Sure. Two lives intertwined for the rest of the world.
Beautiful.
The rest of the world. You know what I mean? But, like, now, like, but besides the big thing going on in your life, how are we feeling?
How are you feeling, Taryn Arnold?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I am feeling very... I'm feeling like I'm at the edge of something very exciting.
Oh.
Which is really interesting.
Oh my God, I love that.
I feel like I'm at the edge of my potential, which I know sounds really like woo-woo, kooky, kind of like I'm going to sell you something.
Of something.
Yeah. But I actually feel like, so I've been on this like kind of weight loss journey that has been, it's more than weight loss. It's like how I feel about my body. I've always identified as an athlete. I've always identified as, I've always seen myself in my head as a specific thing. And over COVID and my lifestyle changes and all sorts of things, like my body totally changed and it really got me in a rut. Mm-hmm. And so I've been working really hard on my body and how I view my body and all of these things.
Yeah.
What's cool about this is like, I feel like I'm really starting to understand it from a healthy level of like, how can I achieve what I want to achieve and push myself while still like being thankful for the body that I have and like what it does for me and being healthy in all sorts of the spaces.
Yeah.
But back to my point of like, I'm at this like moment. I feel like I'm at this moment where it's like, okay, the countdown to the wedding is real. And that to me, it doesn't actually matter how I look on the wedding day, but it's fun to have a date. To be like, that's a thing that I get to like push towards.
Yeah. It's fun to have like a goal, a finish point. Line.
Yeah. And like, so it's like, I had a really good week last week where I felt super healthy. I like really took care of my body and like how I moved and how I, you know, stretched throughout the day and how I tried to give myself nutritious foods and like shit like that. And wasn't so crazy about calorie counting, like things that I haven't, you know, aren't always great, but can be okay. And I saw really great results and I felt amazing about myself. My confidence was insanely high. Like I felt so good about myself that I'm trying to take what went well about that time in my life and like time in my life that last week and kind of multiply that. Mm-hmm. And then I've been thinking about what other parts of my life are like that. And I feel like that's happening at work where I'm like, okay, there's a bunch of projects that are just lining up and like now it's my time to get to come in and be like, work my little baby magic. I just twiddled my fingers. The shimmer.
Thank you.
The shimmer of Taylor Swift. Say that again.
No.
Please.
Make the whole shimmer.
I wish you could see her. Jesus Christ. But like, I feel like that's happening at work. I feel like that's happening with like our wedding. Like I feel like we're getting to the end of the stressful things and it's just
coming together.
Like, everything is coming together.
I think it's all of the hard work. We're in the payoff phase.
Absolutely.
We're like, I think it takes a while to get a good balance. Like with the weight loss, for example, you were really stressed for a while where you were like every day or even different parts of the day, you were like, oh, I feel confident. Oh, I don't. Like it was so dependent on all these little things.
Totally.
But you have found such good balance in your life where you're like, I think I treat my body really well. I'm eating really healthy. I'm moving the right amount. I'm giving myself leniencies to enjoy life.
Yeah.
I'm not like being overly restrictive. I'm not being overly indulgent. I'm just happy.
Yeah.
So that payoff is showing. With the wedding, it was like, there are 10 million things to do. We don't even know where to start. Now we can literally pinpoint a few things that need to be wrapped up.
Yeah.
All of the payoff, like we are watching a building be built and it's like the final shingle is going on the roof. And we're like, that is so satisfying. You know what
Camden,
I mean?
And that is a beautiful metaphor.
Thank you.
As a metaphor lover, I love that. And also, I will say, like, with this podcast, I am an obsessive idea haver. And it drives me crazy if I don't get them out. And, like, this is, like, a creative thing that we've always wanted to do together but haven't done it.
Yeah, we have been letting things hold us back in starting this podcast together. We've wanted to do this since I proposed to you.
Yeah. And so in this moment, I'm experiencing a high of like, we're doing the thing.
Yeah.
And I hope that we take the consistency from that we've been practicing with other parts of our life and put it on this, because I do think that this will be a really fun thing for us. And like,
yeah. It's such a hard balance of like, do you wait until you're fully prepared for something? You're fully ready. You've like checked off all your to-do lists to jump into something, or do you just dive headfirst into things? And I think it is split 50-50 with most things in life, and you don't always know the right thing. And sometimes you just have to pick an option.
Yeah.
And that option is correct. It's like, it's all about perception of things. Like, there is no good, there is no bad. It's just all how we perceive it. So it's like, we've been putting off doing this to do it the quote unquote right way. And it's like, there is no right or wrong. It's all how you perceive it. So just do it.
Yeah.
And then choose that it's good. And that's it.
Yeah. So I'm absolutely, dare I say, vibing. Like, I am having a really nice thriving time in my life, I guess in my week. And I know that this
so
is
good
not,
for you.
Not going to be fun as I push this over to you. The only reason, I guess the final reason that I am excited for the next, for I'm having that feeling of like, it's happening, it's coming together, is also because you're coming out of what I think was a couple days.
Pure anxiety.
Of like deep, deep anxiety that I think kind of spooked you pretty big.
It was rough.
And that's fun for me to see you come back to you a little bit.
Yeah.
So let me quickly push it back to you. I know that it's been a tough week for you.
She's been rough. It's only Tuesday, so.
It's been a tough fucking week.
It was a crippling anxiety week. And you know what? I'm hoping we get this podcast up soon, because I know it was up for a lot of people. I posted on my Instagram story yesterday.
No, we're getting it up. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's going up. So maybe you're all still anxious. Great.
This will be up in like 2 days.
Can I have a hair tie?
A hair tie. Oh, my God. I thought you were trying to take my hand. I was like, absolutely.
Can I have your hand before I talk about my anxiety? I think that my anxiety has been pretty controlled recently. So having a down spell scares me. I have PMDD, so I suffer from anxiety and depression leading up to my period, and I've gotten such a good handle on that. I feel pretty good. But what I've realized as I've gotten older and I can't handle alcohol as much is that I get horrible, crippling anxiety from drinking. Like, I can have a glass of wine, I can have a few drinks, I can go out with friends, but like, if I get drunk by any means, she's out.
And we were on a mission on Saturday.
Saturday, we went to a Halloween party.
We pre-gamed.
I was like, social anxiety. And Taryn's been, we got to save a lot for another podcast. Taryn's even been suffering from social anxiety post-COVID. Like,
yeah,
we'll do an anxiety podcast episode. But
every episode will be anxiety.
Anxiety and Taylor Swift have been controlling my week. But yeah, I just realized that if I am hungover, I am anxious. And luckily, I didn't have anything to be anxious about. So I was like trying to talk myself out of it. But I felt like you, babe. My heart was racing so bad. I felt like I had experienced health anxiety for the first time.
Yeah.
Because it had happened the week prior.
She was having like heart flutters. If you've had anxiety, you know, it's like that feeling over your heart skipping a beat. And like every once in a while, it kind of does like a little like boop, boop, boop. And you're
it does
that
like
felt weird.
Jumping jacks in there.
Yeah.
And I only get that when I'm having like varying bad anxiety or like a panic attack. And I was getting it when I thought I felt fine the week prior, but I was on my period, and periods can cause anxiety even if you don't realize it's anxiety. So I think that's what it was. That or I'm having a heart attack, but
she's not. I mean, I offered to take her to the hospital like 6 times. She wouldn't. We've taken like tons of little Apple.
I think
tests.
I'm okay. I'm fine. But yeah,
Apple Watch tests. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Sunday and Monday. Sunday, I was like, I also went into Saturday being like, I'm excited for a hangover day. You know, when you go out wanting to be hungover.
I just don't think we thought it would be what it was.
We pre-gamed.
The cocktails were so good.
The cocktails
were. That was the problem.
Delicious.
Which is so rare at a bar.
So rare.
At a party bar.
They were incredible. And then like there was just so many people there. Yeah. I was feeling anxious. Like
it was a meshing of the worlds. There were many people from many stakes of life, and that was intense.
we have to be able to talk about things of this nature.
Just so funny. Yeah, it was just a lot. So we was drinking a lot, and I cannot handle a lot of alcohol anymore at my ripe age of 31. So yeah, was hungover the next day. That Sunday night got anxiety, and it carried into all day Monday. I was like ready to just lose my mind.
I mean, you were.
I did lose my mind. Yeah. I did. Well, I was going to say something more extreme, but it felt inappropriate.
And it's never fun to see like your person, you know.
And then I get anxiety there. About feeling bad. Like it was Halloween and Taryn was like so excited. We had like there was a neighborhood party that he didn't want to go to. And like trick-or-treaters were coming and we wanted to walk the neighborhood for Halloween, which we did. But I get really bad anxiety when I have like an obligation while I'm having anxiety. I'm like, I can't do these things. So then that was making it worse. And I was freaking out. So yeah, my Monday and Tuesday were rough. It's Tuesday night. I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah. We should have started with my high.
Yeah, we probably, but I had talked for so long at that point. Dude, I don't know, whatever. Funny. I was anxious. I'm not anxious now. Let's let it go.
You're less anxious and that's lovely.
Yeah, my heart's been fluttering this whole time. I gotta be real, but.
And she keeps doing this. What's really tough for someone with health anxiety is that she keeps talking about her body and it is taking everything in me to not worry about mine.
Yeah, sorry, babe.
It's okay. But like the way you're moving your chest right now.
Yeah.
You keep doing that. It's like what I did through all of college.
Sorry.
No.
I don't even know. I'm trying so hard not
Honey,
to
no,
do anything.
I know. It's just that like it's one of those things where we're absolutely inflaming each other.
Sorry, babe.
It's okay. I love you. We're both okay.
We're okay.
If you would wear your watch, it would proactively tell you if things were going on, just so you know.
Yeah, I'm not worried about my heart freaking out anymore. And also, like, if it does.
Okay, she just rolled her eyes and did, like, a little, like, if it does, like, that kind of look. And I hated that. Because if it does, then my whole life falls apart.
Anywho. I'm fine, guys. It's just anxiety. And as y'all know, anxiety can be very crippling. Now I'm good-ish.
So, well, how we would like to end every episode is with a segment where we take questions. We want to take y'all's advice. We want to pretend. We want the reality to be that you are here with us, having our little sleepover, staying up late with us, doing our little girly chit-chat. Hee-hee.
Yeah.
And we would love that. But as you can imagine, on our first episode, we don't have these questions. We don't.
So we need y'all's help. We need you to send them in. So what we're going to have you guys do is head over to stayinguppod@gmail.com.
That's an email address, not a website.
Can you? Oh, yeah. @gmail.com.
Correct.
We need you to email us. You can write in if you don't want to have your voice heard on the air. You can write in. You can send us a voice memo and just email it to us. Please ask us questions. Ask advice, share a story. If you want to get something off your chest and you just want to like, you think that you have something fun to share on the podcast, send it to us. We will gladly listen, react, play, hang, send it our way.
Imagine you're at a sleepover with us and do you want to tell us a little hot goss?
Yeah.
Do you want to ask for advice? Do you,
Give it to us.
Literally anything.
Yeah.
And then in that note, tell us if you're cool with us saying your name. First name doesn't need to be your whole name, but like tell us if you want us to use your name or if you want it to be anonymous.
Please. If you don't give a disclosure, we will probably just say whatever names are written or said. So please disclose if you or change the names yourself.
Beautiful. You okay?
Yeah. My nose is so runny.
Yeah. We thought that we would be giving reviews.
It's delicious.
This is going to be our first and last review.
My allergies.
Hey.
We have no cues for... Oh, I guess we're almost at an hour.
That's why.
We'll save it. For next time. We'll keep the people wanting more. A little tease.
So...
Oh, I'm Cammy, the Russian tease. If you know what movie that's from...
I was just going to say.
Let us know. Write it in the review.
Speaking of...
Yes. Review.
Hey, I know that every podcast you ever listen to is like, oh, write a review. It really helps us out, blah, blah, blah. But it actually really does matter.
Yeah, they say it for a reason.
They say it for a reason.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, but also apparently, and also definitely. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. If you wouldn't mind leaving us a review on both iTunes and Spotify, you can now give 5-star reviews on Spotify. And I would not say any less stars because God forbid you gave us anything less.
You can be honest.
Don't be honest.
Okay.
If it's bad, totally. Do not be honest.
Shit.
DM us on Instagram. Do not put it on
okay. The
others.
And what are we going to do for every 5-star review we get, babe?
Every 5-star review we get, especially if there's a fun little comment like, oh my God, this podcast is amazing. We will give $1 to a charity of our choice. Is there a charity that we are excited about right now?
Let's do first episode or first month. Maybe we can switch it up every month.
First month, vibes.
First month, let's do Glisten.
Amazing. First month, every review that we get, we will be giving $1 to Glisten. And why this is so important is we are using Cam's old podcast accounts.
Yes.
So like her old iTunes account, her old Instagram, her old whatever, to house our new things because it already had followers, it already had reviews.
We're switching everything over from the Uneducated Podcast to the Staying Up Podcast. So we need fresh reviews. We need fresh content. So if you're already following the socials from my podcast, Uneducated Podcast, you don't have to go follow. You'll already be following there. And if you're not already, go over to Staying Up Pod on Instagram. I'll be, TikTok. I don't know if that's going to be a thing yet.
We'll see.
Head on over on Instagram. And if you're already subscribed on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where Uneducated was, you're already subscribed to this. So you should have gotten an alert for this. If you didn't, try to refresh that, try to turn on notifications again, leave us a review. And we are so excited to do this podcast with you guys.
We're stoked. Absolutely stoked. Thank y'all for listening. Episode 1 of Staying Up.
Wow. I don't want to stop. Okay. Love you guys.
We'll see you next week.
Let us know what you want to chat about.
And please write in. You could be the very first.
Oh, guys, please write in. Yes. I just want to talk to you guys. So much fun.
You could be our first person to stay up with us, which is a vibe.
Let's do it.
I love you, honey.
Love you, baby.
Thanks for staying up with us. Bye, y'all.
Bye.